Really, not many of you would know this. Maybe a couple of people on the worship team would know, but I hope this encourages you. So a few years ago, I remember being at my house and I was shoveling, digging a hole for some reason. And it was one of those like days in the spring where it starts to get warm again and you're like, how is it 80 degrees now? It was just winter, you know, it's unusually warm. And I'm shoveling and shoveling and I start to break a sweat and I start to get worked up. And all of a sudden I feel this sensation of like a tingling, an itching. And I'm like, what is that? And all of a sudden it starts to really hurt, like an electric attack. And I'm like, I gotta stop what I'm doing here and hold on a second. What the heck is going on? And it only happened that one time, I believe, maybe once or twice that year. And then the next year, it happened again at the same time, like in the spring when it got warm again. I'm like, this is weird. And it happened when I was vacuuming, right? I'm like, I'm not working up a sweat vacuuming. Like, what is going on? So much to the point where I was like, I am in so much pain that I just need to like collapse on the floor. And I didn't know what to do about it. So it happened more that year. And this, not this year, 2021, but 2020, right around when COVID hit in March, I remember being outside in my house as we're all locked down. And I'm trying to run around with my kids outside for literally 5 minutes, and I get a flare-up again. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This thing keeps coming back. Like, what the heck is going on? And it was so bad and so embarrassing that I, like, ran away from my kids playing. And I ran into my garage where I could, you know, cool off and breathe and let this thing pass, because it's so weird. It comes upon, and then it goes away really quickly. And it was so painful. I can't explain it. Like electric, static, all over my body. And it was very scary. Like I had no idea what was going on. I looked it up. Nothing. There's nothing that explains it. It's just so random. And it was freaking me out. So I don't know if any of you have had any kind of illness where you have no idea what's going on. It's tough. And I remember feeling hopeless and faithless, to be honest with you. And so, of course, I did the thing that most people do. They go to the doctors. I went to literally every doctor I could think to go to, like a neurologist, an endocrinologist, an allergist, my physician. And guess what they said? Nothing. Right? I'm like, God, can't you at least just give me a name for this so I can deal with it, so I can medicate it, I can do something about it, and nothing. I'm like, what is going on? Why can't anybody figure it out? So I was lost, desperate, right? And I remember talking to two of my friends. They both asked me the same question or said the same thing. And they're like, so you, it looks like you've ruled out the physical. Right? You can't physically figure out what's going on. What about the spiritual aspect of it? And I'm like, yeah. Because we're not just flesh and blood. We're spirit too, right? And there's stuff that happens in the supernatural world versus our natural world here. And I said, you know, I noticed that when I have these flare-ups, I instantly have fear. I'm like, no, it's coming back again. I don't know what to do. I got to get out of here. So it was so bad that I would get a flare-up if somebody sneezed around me. And I believe it was tied in with something in the supernatural where there was fear and anxiety and stress. So it was just going up and up and up and getting worse. So I'm like, well, Lord, what do I do? And they both quoted the same scripture, just a part of it. And they said, come on, let's believe by your stripes, by his stripes, you are healed. Right? We've all heard that scripture before. Okay? So before I continue on with the testimony, because there is a good end to it, praise God, I want to take us to Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 5. Okay? I'll give you a minute to flip your phones and turn your pages. I love the first word that the NIV uses in this passage. It says, surely. Okay? Here is your assurance of your faith. Ready? Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, we are healed. Amen? The word healed here is translated as made whole, both spiritually and physically. I've read this before. I'm sure you've heard this scripture many times. But the question is, in the tough time, in the moment of need, do we actually believe that? Right? Did I actually believe that? And I said, well, Lord, all of us in this room, if you are a follower of Jesus, you believe that he saved us, like the word says, for eternity. By his blood, we are set free. We have a relationship with the Father. We're going to heaven. He has paid for our sins, correct? So if he's done that impossible thing already now for eternity, why can't he do an impossible thing now in this temporary moment in my life, in your life, right? We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen? Martin Luther King said, faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. So I was like, okay, Lord, I need to trust you like I've never trusted you before because I have no clue what's going on and I can't live this way for the rest of my life. I want to play outside with my kids and I have to worry about collapsing or running away. That's just, it's not going to work. So I took a step of faith. And I remember, I'll never forget this day, I was driving to a dentist appointment about 20 minutes away. I get in my car and I'm like, Lord, let's do this. I trust you. No more of this. I'm going to roll my windows up. I'm going to turn my AC off. And it was a hot day in the summer. And normally if I did that, within a minute, and I swear to you, the whole time there, I was praying and worshiping, giving praise to God, trusting in him, and I didn't get one flare up. Praise God. And to this day, that was about a little over a year ago, I have not had one flare up ever since that day. How can that not be God? But I will be honest with you, and I think some of you will relate to this. There has been times, like even this week, I swear, where I felt a little trickle come in, depending on what I'm doing. And I'm like, I felt that. But I'm realizing that what I keep doing when I have that moment is I'm like, no. Mm-mm. You came once before and you were never welcome in the first place. You're not coming back again. Because you know why? Revelation 12:11 says, they, us, we triumphed over him, the accuser, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We triumph over the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. I know that I've been saved. I know that I've been set free. He already paid for my healing on the cross. He already paid for my salvation, so you can't come back and try to get me again. Is anybody hearing me today? He's already done the miracle in me, so he's going to do it again. If he's done it for you, he could do it for me. If he's done it for me, he could do it for you. Does that make sense? I'm trying to say that God has done some incredible good things during this past year and a half. And we need to give him glory for that. We need to acknowledge him, right? We need to testify of the goodness of the Lord. Let's be honest. I'm going to be real with you. The world does not need another conversation about COVID. They need another conversation about the power of God working in your life. That brings life. Amen? Come on. He's doing amazing things now in this world. Pastor Justin was just sharing with me, there's a pastor friend in Australia that even though they have the craziest lockdowns right now. Are they, what are they, can't even like walk next to each other? 5 feet. And we think we have it bad, right? And yet, his pastor friend is reaching via Zoom people in Pakistan and seeing salvations and healings, testimonies of the favor of God. They're making a way. He is making a way when there should be no way, right? That's the God that we serve. Even in this church, there's been multiple testimonies that I've heard in the past couple weeks where, like Sarah, who's playing keys, was telling me that she prayed over a guy who she was working with one day, and he had something going wrong with him, and she's like, I'll pray for you, and placed her hand on him and felt the fire of God go from her into him. And you know, it's funny that he wasn't necessarily healed in that moment, but later in the day, he's like, hey, Sarah, from across the room, you won't believe it, but I feel so much better. Praise God. And you know, the enemy will always try to come and steal your testimony. Even, I think it was yesterday, I'm driving in my car, my kids, my boys are in the back, and I feel this little whisper being like, you're not really here, healed. What you're going to try to preach on Sunday, it's not going to work. It's not going to matter. And my son in the back is like, oh, Dad, my throat hurts. My throat hurts. I'm like, all right, bud, let's just pray. In the name of Jesus, throat, be healed. Lord, you have already paid for his healing. Let him receive it now in Jesus' name. And I was like, does it hurt anymore? Huh, it doesn't hurt anymore. I'm like, come on, Jesus. Stupid devil. Try to tell me that. Come on, there's power in your testimony. How many of you have a testimony of salvation? How many of you have a testimony of healing, of favor in your life? There is power in that. The question I have for you today is, are you willing to share it? When the going gets tough, are you ready to believe what the word in Isaiah says, that he has already bought our freedom, paid our debt? Because you know what? The world is going to come to us when they are lost and desperate. And they're going to ask, what do I do? Just like where I was a year ago. What do I do, God? Help me. And we need to have an answer for them, right? So the title of my message today, after a super long intro, is called Ready or Not. Are you ready or not? Because God is moving now, and he will be moving in the future. Only he could do that because he's past, present, and future, right? So he's in the now and he's in the future. Are you ready or not? Are you ready to share your testimony? Are you ready to have greater faith for the things that are going on in your life and in the people's lives around you? Amen? Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Isn't that kind of a funny thing to think of? If you have a realist mindset, how can you believe in something you don't see? Right? It's kind of crazy, you know, a little crazy. That's, I believe, how the people in the world think about believers, Christians. How could you believe that, you know, God's going to heal you or whatever. He's going to bless you. He's not even there. We believe he is, and I know he is now, for sure. We did have, I'm going to say this, I don't know, flippantly, but crazy faith, unusual faith, uncommon faith. There's a few people in the Bible that had that kind of faith, and it's so interesting. I was reading in the Gospels, and every so often, you come across all these stories where Jesus heals people, and there's these instances where he says, your faith has made you well. And I'm looking around the rest of the passage in the context. I'm like, was there anything else? No. Your faith has made you well. I'm like, wow. Okay, so there's actually multiple examples. For example, this first one, the woman with the issue of blood. She had crazy faith, right? She was convinced that if she just touched the hem of his garment, his robe, while he was walking by, that she'd be healed. That doesn't make any sense. But yet she believed and she was healed. And to her, he said, your faith has made you well. To Jairus, who during the same time of the woman with the issue of blood grabbing his robe, Jairus is walking down with Jesus to see his daughter who is about to die. And he's like, come on, Jesus, we got to go. She's about to die. And to him, he says, don't be afraid. Just believe and she will be healed. Just believe? That's it? That doesn't make any sense. But yet she was healed. To the prostitute who wept over Jesus' feet amongst all the Pharisees, wiped his feet with her hair, poured the expensive perfume over his feet, to her he says, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. And lastly, the centurion, who recognized the authority of Jesus so much so that he was like, Jesus, look, all you need to do is just say that my servant is healed and he'll be healed. And Jesus is like, wow, that is the greatest faith I've ever seen in all the land. Go, let it be done just as you believed it would. And his servant was healed at that moment. Come on, we need the same faith that those people had. Some people would call it crazy faith, but I just call it great faith. Now, I need to say this disclaimer. If you're in this room today and you are still going through a struggle and you need a healing, you have not been healed because you don't have enough faith. That's not what I'm saying today. God is sovereign, and he heals and he touches people whenever, however, and whoever. That's just how he works. He's not a genie. We will never understand him fully, but that's why he's God. And we have to be okay with that and give thanks to him even during the struggle. Amen? But for some reason, these people in the Bible, he says, your faith has made you well. So if he could do it for them, he can do it for us, right? The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, which means that if he did it for you, he could do it again. Simple. So we need to grab hold of this today, in this day and age, where people are suffering. Some of us still going through tough times a year and a half later. The Lord has already paid the highest price for everything. He died so that we could be free. Jesus died and paid for everything. Do you believe it? Are you ready to testify of that goodness, that story, the truth? Because it's like, we've got an old broken phone, right? And we want to go and get a new one. Go to the store, buy a new one. It's expensive. But Jesus goes ahead of you and he pays for the phone. All we need to do now is believe that he paid for it. Take that step of faith and go and receive it. The only reason I can say that confidently today is because that's what I did. It's not wishful thinking. It's proof. It's truth. And I believe some of you have those kinds of testimonies today, and some of you are just about to step into those testimonies, I prophesy and declare by faith. So do you believe what the word says? Because if you do, let's walk it out today. John 16:33 says, in this world you will have troubles. Surprise, surprise. But take heart, I have overcome the world. That was Jesus. So let's overcome the world with him together. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's stand. Are you encouraged today? Can you tell that I'm passionate? I get loud and very serious. But man, I don't want the enemy to overcome anybody's life, to take advantage of us and take our joy away, right? So there's this song that I've been listening to for about a month now, and it definitely stirred my message today, Ready or Not. That's the name of the song. And it's by Hillsong United. It's actually on the same album that was on the with Another in the Fire that we sang a few weeks ago. So I really would love you guys to listen to the song, but I'm going to sing it over you today. And it's the first song in the album. It's a very like uplifting, pump you up song. And I've just been have this on repeat because it is so true. It's about halfway into the song. So if you want to close your eyes, put your hands out, whatever you want to do to receive this word. He's still faithful to deliver, mighty is ever to save. He's still good on his promises, and his love still never fails. He's not moved by perfection or how well we look the part, but he's wild about the hidden stuff, like he's wild about the heart. So come now, for all we've seen, we ain't seen nothing yet. Are you ready? Are you ready? Come now, bring him praise for what he might do next. Are you ready? Are you ready or not? He's already bought our freedom. He's already paid our debt. He's already done the miracle. He's already conquered death. He's our light and salvation. He's our rock solid hope. He's already done enough for us. He's already doing more. He's already seen the ending. Come on. He's already seen us through. He's already breaking out in us. He's already on the move. He's already won our battles. He's already paved the way. He's already gone ahead of us. And he is ready when we are come. And now, for all we've seen, we ain't seen nothing yet. Are you ready? Are you ready? So come now, and bring him praise for what he's gonna do next. Are you ready? Are you ready or not? Come. I love this song. He's already done all of this. Because he's already done it, we can receive it in the now. So I'm going to pray for you today. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this word. God, Holy Spirit, let it blossom in people's hearts and minds. Father, I pray that it would light a fire in them. Help us to remember our testimonies, God, and give you glory. Help us to open our eyes to see around us what you are doing rather than what you're not doing. Help us to focus on the goodness of God and the faithfulness, the provision. Help us to be ready to share our testimony with those that are around us and not be afraid, but be confident, be excited to spread the good news of God. Come on. Thank you, Lord. We pray for your blessing and your favor and your grace to do this. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Listen, number one, the most important, if you are here and you don't know yet the power of Jesus, the blood of Jesus that conquered death and saved us, covered us, wiped our sins away, then please come down to the front and we would like to pray with you to receive Jesus. Number two, if you're here today and you're having trouble remembering your testimony, maybe you're in a tough time and you haven't obtained that testimony and you need strength to worship the Lord in the midst of your trial, come. We want to pray for grace for your life and healing in your bodies. Maybe it's not a physical ailment. Maybe you have a tough job situation with everything that's going on in the world now, and maybe you have a family member in need. Don't leave. Come forward. Get prayer. Have an encounter. Seek the face of God. And before I go to the third point, Pastor Justin leaned to me during worship and he said that there are people in here that are in desperate need of healing. We're not going to name names, but you know who you are. And come on, in this atmosphere of faith where the Lord is here, we can believe that he will touch you right now. I have faith for it. I'm sure you do too. So come on up. Don't limit God. Believe that he will be here with you today. And lastly, number three, if you're here and you've got your testimony, you're ready to go. You can walk out this door and evangelize to the next person that you see. Praise God for you. Still, whatever plans you have today, they can wait. Lunch, not even close. That's for second service. It can wait. Breakfast, late breakfast. Seriously, we need to spend more time with the Lord. It always brings joy. It always brings peace. His presence is wonderful. So stay. Stay a little longer. Sarah can take us somewhere. I know she can. So God bless you. Thank you for coming today. I love you guys. Take care. We're looking for prayer ministers. Thank you, guys.